It's going to be cleared up, crisp, and a little cool, but it's going to be a great day. 52,000 people strong will be here, led by our professional athletes. So, we'll start things off in just a minute. So I want to introduce our defending champions, the women's wheelchair side, Manuela Shar. From the women's open side, Mary Kasani. From the men's wheelchair side, Daniel Romanchuk. And our defending men's champion, Melissa DeCesa. These athletes will be here and willing to talk as long as you want to talk to them. As I said before, there'll be a certain time that you do have to grab them and pull them out. We'll bring in new athletes. Dennis Linden and Jared Moore will be first. And then we'll have other athletes as listed on the information we receive. We do have an interpreter coming. Melissa does speak English quite well, so feel free to continue to talk to Melissa.
Would that be funny?
So, nice and easy, you can approach the athletes.
Nice and easy.
And begin.
Don't touch them though, please. Stand back. No touching of the athletes.
Yes,
get
them
out of laughing. Wait, get one quick with me and her.
Good morning.
On our
that's how I'm
going.
This is Reuters.
Audio transcripts will be posted.
Coming back to New York. What is about the New York Marathon that's different from the other? Or what do you like about the New York Marathon?
Changed a lot of things, but it worked out really well last year, so I think I'm in good shape and I'm excited.
Thank you, good luck, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. We need both.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Hello. I'm from NBC Local, NBC New York, Channel 4 News,
yeah.
New York. So I'm going to start asking the same question. So my first question is... How special is this marathon, tomorrow, Sunday's marathon, will be for you?
New York is a very special marathon for me because it's a really, really tough course. I'm not, you know, the hills are not my strength, so I always have to work really hard in the flats and in the downhills to make up that ground that I lost in the hills. So it's always a tough one, but it makes it so special because, you have to be in perfect shape and it's a hard one.
And as a city, what is special about New York and running New York?
It's a city that never sleeps, right? So it's really busy and it's a very special dynamic when you're outside. So I don't think there's another place like that in the world. So it's always good to be back.
What do you expect Sunday?
The weather looks nice, so it's going to be a good race and I'm excited.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you think of the crowds of New York? What makes them different than everywhere else?
It's so special because you go through all these different boroughs and the dynamics is so different. So you feel like you're going through different cities, actually. So it's really exciting and it's loud and it's just amazing.
Is there a specific part on the course that you look forward to going through?
Struggle at the start because we start on the bridge and with the uphill, so that's always a difficult part for me. I like the part after that when it's really flat and fast, so that's my favorite part.
What's been the change that you had 10 runner-up finishes to Tatiana, now you've won?
You know the numbers.
what flipped?
I haven't done major changes. I just kept up the hard work and the good work. I have an amazing team. I have the best racing chair that I could possibly wish for at the moment. So I have really great support from Honda that helps me with my technical area. So I think it finally falls into, you know, in one piece and it finally comes together.
Was there any frustration leading up to this breakthrough of so many runner-ups and not quite there?
There was a frustration, yes, at the end.
Do you sense any on the other side now?
Sorry?
Do you sense any the other way now?
It is different to be the returning champion. It is totally different, yeah. But the expectations are a lot higher. And it's not your expectations, it's the expectation from the outside, and you have to learn how to deal with that and to keep that really away from you before the race.
I'm Chris from Reuters. I'm wondering how you deal with adversity. When things get really tough, how do you power through it?
You mean mentally or?
Yeah. Physically.
And physically?
How do you get through the tough moments?
I think it helps when you remind yourself how it is when you work out. You train that really, like, going over that limit, and you have to train it because it's not going to happen like that. You have to learn how to suffer. You have to learn how that feels, and that the first signs that your body give you that you can't go any faster or you can't go anymore, it's just the first signs, but your body is able to do so much more, and you have to overcome that feeling, and you have to know that your body knows what to do and how to act.
Do you do anything differently in training for New York because of the bridges?
Yeah, I do a lot of hill trainings, yeah. Mostly we go to the same like road in Switzerland where we do you know, the timing, and it's always the same distance and it's always the same hill.
And what's the incline percent, do you know?
I think it's around 3%, yeah. And then I do a lot of hill training on the, is it treadmill the word? Treadmill? Yeah, sorry.
And, I mean, the bridges are so different, right? Because there are nuts and bolts, and do you practice that at all? Or can you simulate that?
That's hard to simulate, especially the New York roads are a bit bumpy. We have really nice roads in Switzerland, so it's really hard to, no, that's okay. I just think it's important to have good that your chair is really in good, you know, condition. Yeah.
I'm Zach. I'm from the school, New York Times. I was wondering, how has your rivalry with Tatiana motivated you?
She has dominated our sports for so many years, and she has brought our sports to a totally different level, and I think that's amazing, and it made me hard, work so much harder. There was a time where she seemed like unbeatable, and I always thought, no, we're all humans, everyone can, you know, get better and better and better, and that made my work easier.
And does it feel different now that you've won your race against her?
No, it just shows what I thought, that it's possible.
How friendly are you? I mean, you see her at all the races, as rivals, you talk.
You know, we see each other so many times a year because we do all the major marathons, we do track together, so it is a small environment, and it's almost like a family. So I get to see them more than some of my best friends in Switzerland because we're so busy traveling. So, yeah.
What's the best marathon advice you
ever got? I don't know, because I love it so much. It's the perfect mix of being in perfect condition, like physically but also mentally, and it's just such an amazing feeling when you've crossed that finish line. You don't get that on shorter distance or on a track. It's just a really special distance. Yeah.
Has your coach given you any particular pieces of advice that you keep in your head?
Train hard when easy. Yeah, the work has to be done before the race. Yeah.
Hi, I'm with Refinery 29, so we love women and support women athletes in everything that they do.
Awesome.
So I'm just going to do a little video, and I'm going to talk about your favorite part of running this particular marathon and what you're most excited for.
I love this marathon because it's New York. New York is such a special place in the world, and it's always so much fun to come back to New York. It's also the hardest course for me because I'm not really good with climbing, so it's always a tough one. So that makes it really special when you cross the finish line and you know that, it's done and you've done well.
And one more, your message to anyone who's sleeping on women's sports, who says they're not fun to watch, who don't want to sleep. There are people out there, if you can believe that. What do you say to those haters?
I mean, we work as hard as men. I don't know why you have to make any difference. It's just the same thing.
Okay. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Forward to be back here and to be able to race New York City Marathon again and to be, you know, here and yeah, I'm very excited for all of it. Thank you.
How would you describe kind of like the community and family that the running has, like unique to other sports? I feel like we're like, you might not necessarily be competing against other people, more like with and like to be your own personal record. Like, do you have any comments on like that kind of energy that's like a different kind of competitiveness in, within a community?
Racing for so many years, but I just started doing marathons in 2013, and it is totally different. Like, as you said, it's like a family. You get to see the same people so many times a year, and you get to experience such special moments. And especially after a race, we sit together and we have dinner, and then everyone tells what their experience was during the race. And there's so many different stories that I love to hear, and it's always a really special day, the marathon day.
You're not doing this in English, right? I wonder if I should I record it? Should I record it if it's not in English? Why
shouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. It anyway, but I have to pick up your sound.
Manuel Scher, the champion. Zurück jetzt da, taugen Sie auf Sieg, richten Sie nie
lebt. Ja, es ist eine aufregende Woche. Es ist so viel los und so viel Ruhe und ja, recht viele Termine. Es ist, ja, es ist schön, dass wir hier drauf sind.
Sure.
Festival als Möglichkeit, als Botschaft.